We're in Hilchas Pesach. We're up to Simin Tav Pei, and that's what we'll be doing today. Kosr vi maschil lo lonu v'gomer olav es ha-halel. The fourth kos, you fill the fourth kos, and you begin from lo lonu, because we're in the middle of halel. We began halel with the second kos. One does not say a bracha on halel. And we sit for halel, even though during the year we stand for it, but here we sit. Because of everything is said, derech haseba v'cheres. The Mishnah Berurah says that even an ovel whose avelis was not nifsak, he didn't get to observe avelis yet before yontif came in. The halacha is that he still does say halel on yontif. He says halel at the seder and he says halel on yontif. Ve'ena omer yahalelucha. Ela Omer Acher Gemara Halel Halel Hagadol Shehu Mehodu Lashem Ad Al Naros Bovel Shehem Chavav Kidolam Chazdo V'Acharkach Omer Nishmas Kol Chai. Now the Mishnah tells us that one says Halel as well as Birkas Hashir, and there's a shaila in the Gemara and in the Rishonim as to exactly what Birkas Hashir is. So what we do is we say Halel HaGadol, which is the Hodol Hashem Ki Tov of Tehillim, the Kidol Olam Chazdos, as well as Nishmas, and then we're left with a Machlokas Rishonim of what the Chasima is supposed to be. What is the Chasima? What bracha do we say at the very end? Do we say the regular bracha of Halel, which is Melech Mu'olol Batishpachos, Yehaleluka Til Melech Mu'olol Batishpachos, or do we end off with the bracha of Yishtaba? So let's see what the different shittas are. So the Mechaber says, V'charkach Omer Nishmas Kol Chai V'Yishtabach Ad Me'olom V'ad Olom Atokel, which is the Nusach in Nusach Sfard, the way Yishtabach goes up until the bracha. So the Mechaber shita is that you say Nishmas as well as Yishtabach, but you stop just before the bracha, Va'oz yomar yahalucha ad melech mu'olol batishpachos, and then you say yahalucha until melech mu'olol batishpachos. In other words, you say all of nishmas except for the chasima, and the chasima is the bracha of halel. And the shoseu beheseba, and you drink the cup reclining below bracha tchila. This is the mechaber l'shitaso, that you do not say a bracha rishona over the second and the fourth kos. And the Ramah argues, Kranis bar liel simen tafayin dal, da'anu nogan levaruch, that our minig is to make a bracha. So again, the mechaber shita is, and this is Nusach Svard, that you say all of you, what you do is you complete halel, we do not say a bracha achreho yet, then you say hodol Hashem ki tov kelam chazdo, followed by nishmas all the way up till the middle of Yishtabach, just before the Baruch Atah, and there you switch to Yahalucha and end with the bracha over Halel. The Mishnah Berurah brings there are those who are knowing, like the Poskim, who say that right after Halel you're supposed to say Yahalucha, but you don't make the bracha, you don't say Echasima, and then afterwards you say Halel Gadol and Nishmas and Yishtabach. And the chasima then is melech mu'olol batishpachos. So what that shita, all that shita does is it takes away the yahalelucha, and it says that after halel, except for the bracha, meaning up until the chasima, and then the chasima at the end of halel is melech mu'olol batishpachos. And then he says that there are those who are chosim with yishtabach to the very end. In other words, what they'll say is Yahalelucha after Halel without the Chasima, and then they will end off Nishmas with the regular Yishtabach and the Bracha, and that today is the Minig of Nusach Ashkenaz. So the two most prevalent Minhagim are Nusach Svard and Ashkenaz. Nusach Svard has one say, once again, Halel, Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Kelam Chazdo, all of Nishmas, going through Yishtabach up until the Chasima, there Yahalelucha is said and ended with Melech Mu'olol Batishpachos. Nusach Ashkenaz has it that after Yahalelucha is said up until the Chasima, then to proceed and say Hodol Hashem Ki Tov and Nishmas, and to end Nishmas with a regular Yishtabach, who are ending Melech Kel Chei HaOlamim. Says the Mishnah Brura, what happens if somebody accidentally, after Yalucha ended Melech Molol Batish Bachos, and he hadn't yet begun Halal HaGadol and Nishmas? He says that you should not be Chosim twice. Although there are days that you do that, he says that you should not be Chosim a second time, but what he does is that at the end of Nishmas, he should simply end Yish with Yishtabach up until Me'atov Yad Olam, and end with Me'atov Yad Olam, and not say any second bracha. So what did we have then? After we finish Hallel, so we drink the fourth kos. Says the Mechaber, now umavarach achrav al hagefen, and what you do is you say the bracha achrona of al hagefen at that point, and that is supposed to cover the third and the fourth kos. Says the Mechaber, v'mishoseu below haseib, if you drank it without reclining, tzarech lishnos pamacheres, you have to drink again. Beheseba va'inlel sim tofayim beisivov, where the Rama paskin that in such a case, since is an iser drinking more wine, since according to the Ravya bizman hazeh there is no chiyuv to recline, so we are machmir for the Ravya and we do not drink again because we're afraid that that will be a mosav alakosis. Umavarach lefon of bar pri agofen. Says the Mechaber, if you drank shalom beheseba and l'shita so, you'll have to drink another fourth kos, you'll have to make another bracha. L'fisha sir dato melishtos od, because he was mesir das from drinking anymore, since he you know that after the fourth kos, you're not allowed to drink, so he didn't expect to drink another kos. Says the Ramon now, hagoh, v'yeshomrim sheyeshlom shvo chamoscha kodom lo lanu. We begin the fourth kos by saying Shvo Chamoscha, Liftoach HaPesach, and we open the door, Kedei Liskor Shulel Shemurim, to remember that this is a Leil Shemurim, Ubeschus Emunazu, Yavo Mashiach, Vishbo Chamoso, Alamachishim Vashem. V'chein Noagim, V'yochel Ligmar Halel, Av Shalob Makam Suda, the Halel doesn't have to be at the same place that you had the Suda. So this is our Minig. Our Minig is that we open the door for Shvo Chamoscha. Now, nowhere in the Ramah is there any mention of opening the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. The reason we're opening the door, according to the Ramah, is to show that it's Leil Shemurim. The Mishnah Brura mentions that it is our minhag that we fill the kos shel Eliyahu as a remez that we are mamin, that the same way that Hashem was golos from Mitzrayim, He will be golos in the near future and will send us Eliyahu HaNavi to be mevaser. What's normally done is that the kol shel Eliyahu is filled at Lo Lanu, and the other is filled at Shmel Chamoscha, and the other koses are filled before Lo Lanu. Exactly what to do with the kol shel Eliyahu, there are different minhagim. Some leave it over for the next day. Others actually divide it and use it for everybody else's kos revi'i. But there is certainly no mention either in the Mechaber, the Ramah, or the Mishnah Brura of Eliyahu HaNavi coming to drink his kos, and that we're opening the door for the sake of Eliyahu HaNavi. There is such a tradition. As far as what it means b'chush, does it mean that Eliyahu HaNavi literally walks into everyone's house and drinks wine? Pashtus, it means something else. There is the Bechina of Eliyahu HaNavi that is present, but certainly one is not in it. I am not in a position to go and argue with all of those that have such a Masorah.